This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Every once in a while, baseball situations come up there, Jason, that you're like, oh, this would be a great moment for that big play. And obviously, the Reds had tied the game up at 2-2. You want the win. You don't really need the win because you've already secured a top two seed, right? You've already secured the AL Central. So, like, you want it because you want to try and keep pace or at least get a jump on the Yankees. And you got two guys on. Hosey steps up. You're like, man, wouldn't this be nice for a spot for a home run? And then he just annihilates a baseball.
It was a great swing. I talked about it earlier. Jose, when he's going great, the inner half pitch, when he gets to it, it's a beautiful thing. And he did it all night last night. You know, he had the triple, he had the double, he had the home run right there. But the fans were electric. You know, they're chanting, Jose, 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 Jose. And it was amazing. I'm sitting in the stands watching it, and it just brought back some great memories.
Well, it's so funny because, you know, I tweeted this, and I want to get your take on this. Like, earlier I said, if Jose and Stephen Kwan both go on tears at the same time, that might be the number one factor in winning a World Series.
Yeah, I agree there. And I think, you know, offensively, you get those two guys back, and we talked about it. You, Stephen Kwan being healthy right now at the right time. You know, first AB, home run. That gets everybody jiving right now in the dugout. And to have it happen at the very end of the season, rolling into the playoffs, they're playing great baseball. They've got their pitching staff lined up the way they want it. It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, and now, like, I'm not watching these games not just to see can you get the one seed, can you get the win. Like, it's so weird. Like I said, you've got most of everything accomplished. And last night's game felt like a playoff game as I was watching it, knowing the one seed's still out there. Right at the time the Yankees were down to the Orioles, they kind of seesawed back and forth. I think it actually went to extra innings, and then the Orioles got the win. So I'm watching it with that in my head. And then, you know, the other part here, and it has just not been talked about nearly enough, is Hosey is now just two home runs and two doubles away. So he's two home runs away from a 40-40 season, which only six other players have ever done. Otani did it this year, and the D upped everybody by going for the first 50-50 right. ever. But so it's only happened six times for 40-40s. Then you go to a 40-40-40 season, which is 40 homers, 40 doubles, and 40 steals, which I think only Soriano's done. I think Soriano did it when he did a 40-for-40 in 2006.
And he did it a couple times.
Yeah, and like, well, you remember the year before, he was one home run away from doing it back-to-back years. I just think it's so, I've seen so many great seasons from so many great players. I think it's been lost how great Jose has been this year, because he did have a little dip in the middle of the season, everybody else kind of had a dip, but I don't think I'd ever see a player, Hosey or anybody, to do 40-40-40, or at least have a really good chance with three games to go at going 40-for-40.
Well, and I think from a fan's perspective, I think outside of Cleveland, a lot of people underestimate how good Jose Ramirez really is. Mm-hmm. He is a MVP candidate year in and year out. He keeps the glue together for this team. He's not the one that wants to be in the limelight, though. He is not one that wants to be on air. He's not one to take credit. He goes out, he plays his position, he does his job in the middle of the lineup, and it is a fun team to watch right now. On top of it, going for 40-40-40, it's immaculate.
Well, I'll just say this, man. I think this builds the Hall of Fame case. If he gets this year, and he's already, like, right there. Third baseman, it's a known thing. Like, third baseman, their numbers suffer a little bit because of the brutality of third base. So, like, you know, Michael Jack Schmidt hitting, I think, 400-plus home runs. That got him into the Hall of Fame. Scott Rollins being a consistent gold glover. But you look at his offensive numbers second half of his career, they cratered. It didn't matter because people give you that benefit of the doubt. But you have to have that season. And what's funny with Hosey is every time he's had that season, somebody's had that season that is one quarter notch above. This year, it's Aaron Judge going, you know, chasing Triple Crown for most of the season. And so he's not getting the MVP. But I still think whether it's 40-40-40 or just a 40-40 season, I think that's the kind of season that you can go back to and go, that's the kicker that gets you into the hall if you don't have the postseason success to fall back on.
No, and I would agree right there, Nick. And I think if we were to ask Jose what he would rather have, an AL MVP or World Series ring, I think we both know the answer to that. I think he would go and say, I want that World Series ring. And they have a chance right now with where they're at and the way they're playing the game and with the opportunity to be the one seed to get that.
Who's more important to a World Series win, Jose or Kwan?
I'm going to say Jose. I'm going to say Jose with that because we saw in the 10 days, even if you didn't have Stephen Kwan, you can still put somebody up at the top of the lineup. If you don't have Jose producing, though, in the playoffs, you're not going deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's funny. We're talking about the regular season part of this. Speaking of the legacy stuff, I think this could be a huge offseason or a huge postseason for Hosey's like belovedness around baseball, because it's not that he has been bad in the playoffs, but he just, you know, there was the 2022 run in 2017, 2018. Frankie got a lot of the pub on those teams. Like, this is an opportunity where if he does hit two home runs in the next 2 days or the next three games, and then you roll that right into a playoff run, and he is the face of a playoff run offensively, like, again, I think it solidifies his case as a Hall of Famer. Like, well, it takes him from, like, maybe fringe to maybe surefire.
Well, and if the pitching staff stays the way they have all season long, the bullpen does what they're supposed to, Jose could put this team on his back. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, you know, for him, he might want that as they push deeper into the playoffs. That would be the big kicker. Can he put that offense on his back and carry it?
I also think there's another part of this, because we're a big a statue town, and obviously the Guardians have a lot of great statues outside of it. If Jose finishes his career here or plays to the end of this contract with the Cleveland Guardians, I don't know, because like the word greatest, you get mired in like stats. You get mired in, well, but maybe at the peak, this guy was a better player versus this guy. I don't know a player has meant more to an organization than Jose has meant, because he is the one guy that stayed, the one guy that took the team-friendly discount. And so if on top of that, he's the guy that's the most important player on the championship team, I don't know how he doesn't become the most important player in franchise history, even if you can say, well, this guy had a better peak, or this guy, you know, Albert Bell's four-season stretch, you know, capped off by 95, that's the greatest, that's the most dominant performance ever.
I mean, you could look at Jim Thome, right? But he left at his peak. He left to go get more money, unfortunately.
Same with Manny.
Right, Manny left, did the exact same thing, you know, finish out in Boston. So when you think about legacy side of it and you think about statues, yeah, Hosey could be that man. I mean, he already has a field named after him here in Cleveland, and it's fun to be a part of. But to have the legacy and to carry it on, he's a fun player to watch.
So we got greatest. We've got, you know, and I think right now what I consider Hosey is the most underrated, but we've got most important. Like, how do you classify?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Jose's greatness to this point and where this thing could be going, especially if they're finally able to win the first World Series in, 76 years in Cleveland?
Well, I would say most overlooked player that doesn't get enough credit across the board nationally. And that's the unfortunate part. You know, we get to see him on a, on an everyday basis. So when you put, you know, greatest of all time, you put legacy out there, you know, I would put that he is up there top five, you know, of Indians Guardians players right now.
And it's funny. I think if you ask people outside of Cleveland, they're going to give you Manny. They're going to give you Albert. Depending on how old they are, maybe they even if they go all the way back, maybe a Larry Doby, maybe a Rocky Colavito. They must be really old if they go there.
Bob Feller.
Right. But I do think, like, they've had postseason success, but he hasn't been the face of it, you know? And even in like, 2022, yeah, he was the face of it. That wasn't a good offense. And so once you got into that high-profile series against the Yankees, man, you didn't have the steam, and he made some big plays, but it wasn't consistent enough. It really is only going to take him taking over one series, be it the ALDS, ALCS, or World Series, for I think at some point players do become too impossible to ignore. And listen, if we're being fair, because you've talked about Hosey's very understated, I think we can all guess that Hosey speaks better English than he lets on. But I think what is so endearing about him is he doesn't want it to be about that. Like, I don't like it's so funny, man. A lot of guys, like, I remember, like, I can't remember if it was, I think it was Ricky Rincon, who was just like, yeah, I'm not learning English. Not interested. And it was taken a certain sort of way here because it was like, well, you know, hey, man, be one of us, right? Hosey somehow, in not doing press, and using the, I just don't speak very good English, even though none of us believe it. Even though people have said on the record, he actually speaks really good English. I think that in a way becomes like the most endearing thing because it's kind of that, no, it's not about me. It's honestly a very blue-collar way of, no, I don't really need to talk to the media. I don't really need to get my face out there. My play will speak for itself. I don't know if there's anything more Cleveland than that.
Well, and he's very quiet, but he has a large stick. And he's able to utilize his defensive measures to do exactly what he does every day, and that's be productive.
I'm a little immature, so we're going to have to watch the phrasing there.
I knew you were going with it.
So one of the things that has happened on the show, no matter who the host is, you'll notice we call the Salt and Vinny's, where my eyes light up, and it's because something you said started getting the... my brain, which works in the worst possible ways, it does start to get a churning. And so I was like, don't distract him with the Salt and Vinny's. Don't distract him with the salt. I distract you with the Salt and Vinny's.
Thanks,
it's okay.
Thanks a lot.
216-474-0092. What's the superlative you put to Hosey and Jose Ramirez and what he's done to this point in Cleveland? Because if you wanted to say most beloved, I think that's fair. And it's so funny, man. That was not a big crowd last night. But that reaction was 50,000 strong. And I think if anybody else hits it, it's not that they don't love him the same. It's no slight on those players. It's that dude is loved to a different degree here in a way. And I've never seen a player where we almost don't care that nobody else gets how great he is because we watch it every single night.
Well, and it was a scenario. At that point, tie game, 2-2, late in the ball game. Guards are still trying to go for the one seed. And it was prime situation. You have two guys on base, and Jose comes up in a perfect situation and absolutely hits just a moonshot.